Hello, this is Will from National Opinion Survey. I'm looking to speak to Mary Braswell.
Speaking.
Ms. Braswell, just so you know, I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a minute?
I'll try.
Thank you very much. And just to be sure, we are representing everybody, and with all due respect, Male, African American, Black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American,
I'm African American, Black.
Right. Thank you very much. Thank you, ma'am. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
Plan to vote if I'm alive.
Okay, that will be a definitely then.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congregational elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not motivated at all, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. 0 to 10.
Repeat that question again.
You have to rate your level of motivation to vote. 0 means that you're not 10. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Generally speaking, how closely will you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Closely.
Thank you. That will be somewhat closely or very closely?
Somewhat closely.
Thank you very much. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
That's one question I never answer.
Okay, no problem. That's fine too. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you very much. When you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? The Biden administration and their policies? Big businesses and corporate price gouging and greed? The Federal Reserve raising interest rates? The COVID pandemic, Republicans in Congress, or something else?
I could ask every more than one question and answer.
I understand. Whatever option. Yeah, whatever option is best for you.
Repeat that again. I want to make sure.
Okay, when you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? The Biden administration and their policies, big businesses and corporate price gouging and greed, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, the COVID pandemic, Republicans in Congress, or something else?
It's hard for me to tell you that because there's two or three answers that I would like to give you, and I can't give you but one.
Oh, but it's okay. Whatever you think or whatever, you know, you see, however you see it, tell it like it is.
Well,
I mean, that's what I'm here for.
I can see it. It's a lot have to do with Republican, a lot have to do with inflation and greed.
Inflation. Greed. Okay. The businesses, corporate price, gouging and greed. Okay, no problem.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now I'm going to read to you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focus on. Use a 10 if it's most important. A 5 if it's somewhat important, and a zero if it's not important at all. Creating a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants, 0 to 10.
I would say about 8. 8,
thank you. Reforming the criminal justice system to hold police more accountable by providing oversight from the Department of Justice, 0 to 10.
I think it needs to be overhauled. I go to 10.
10, thank you very much. Fighting back against the rise of white nationalism in the country, 0 to 10.
I would say 10 because it's outrageous.
Thank you. Reducing gun violence.
10.
Thank you. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
I would say 1 to 10. I guess 10 because people just do what they want to do.
Okay, what number you want to give it?
I say about 8.
8, thank you very much. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, like food and all that.
Well, I rate it to 10 because it needs to be lowered.
Yeah, thank you so much. Switching gears a little bit and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
10.
Do you approve or disapprove?
I approve.
That will be strongly approved or somewhat approved?
Strongly approve.
Thank you very much. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats and the U.S. Senate are handling their job?
Kind of hard for me to answer that one.
Do you approve or disapprove of
the... I heard what you said. I'm trying to think on that one. Oh,
no. Okay, take your time. My bad. I thought you said you couldn't hear me.
Yeah, who would disapprove?
Strongly
disapprove some of it.
Okay, so, somewhat. Thank you very much. Now I'd like for you to rate your feelings towards some people and some organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. Okay, the U.S. Supreme Court.
If I had to approve the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah, you have to rate them. You have to give them
a
number.
Okay, how would I rate it? Which from 1 to 10?
No, 0 to 100. 0 to 100. Any number from 0 to 1.
Probably almost 0. I say about 5.
Mm-hmm. What number you want to give the U.S. Supreme Court?
5.
5. Thank you so much. The Democratic Party.
One to 10.
1 to 100. 0 to 100.
I would say about 50.
Thank you. Colonel West.
Repeat that again.
Colonel West.
I'm trying to think who West is now because I got a lot going on.
I understand. Just so you know, he's a politician. That's all I can tell you.
But the part about it, I haven't paid any attention to a whole lot of that. People going up, I really couldn't say.
Okay, no problem. You want to say you don't know or you never heard of him?
the name sounds kind of vague, but I don't know.
Okay, no problem. Black Lives Matter.
The way I would answer that is not the way you want to hear it. Yes, it matters. So that would be what, 1 to 10?
0 to 100. 0 to 100.
Oh, well, I say 100 because all lives matter.
Thank you very much. Mitch McConnell.
Probably about 20.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
1.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
80.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
80.
Thank you. Next question, just so you know, we are at 45%. I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Colonel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, will you vote for Colonel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump? If undecided, please. Joe Biden, thank you. And if the elections for president were held today and the only candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, will you still vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. Now let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. How worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not at all worried?
Somewhat worried.
Thank you very much. Now I'm going to read to you two statements. Please tell me which one you agree with the most. Some people say that ongoing struggle for gay rights in America affects African Americans too, and that we have to fight back against all of these attacks. Or the other statement is, other people say that ongoing struggle for gay rights in America is taking away from the attention needed to focus on securing the rights of the African American community. Which statement do you agree with the most, the first one or the second one?
Second.
That's okay. That will be somewhat more or a lot more?
Somewhat more.
Okay, thank you so much. How recently have you read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Have you heard a lot, a little, some? Or nothing at all?
Some,
thank you. And has what you've seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
More favorable?
That would be much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you so much. I want to read to you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. Joe Biden expanded background checks for gun purchases and improved laws to keep guns out of the hands of people convicted of domestic abuse. Is that very important to you, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Very,
thank you. Joe Biden created the most diverse government in our history. Over half of the 1,500 presidential appointments are non-white, and nearly 60% are women, the most ever. Is that very important to you, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you. Joe Biden cut inflation by nearly 60%, the lowest in the last 18 months. Is that very, somewhat, not very, not at all?
Very.
Thank you. Joe Biden made unemployment benefits tax-free during COVID-19. Is that very, somewhat, not very, not at all?
Very.
Thank you very much. Next question. Just so you know, we are at 70%. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
Approve.
Strongly approve, somewhat approve.
Strongly approve.
Thank you very much. Now I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given.
I'm
going
to have to cut this interview off because I'm expecting some calls from the hospital.
We only have, we are 20% away from finishing. It's only a few more questions. That's it.
Well, this is very important. I know what's going to the hospital because I got a relative there. And you have, I do as best I can finish.
Give me 5 more minutes. That's it. 5 more minutes. Is that okay?
I'll try.
Okay, racism and white supremacy are on the rise in America and threaten our communities. It's threatening all the advancements our community has fought so long for. We can stand by and they try to take us backwards. It's our responsibility and our time to step up, come together, and use our political power to protect our communities and future. 0 to 10, any number.
To 10.
Thank you. Gun violence is getting worse and taking a heavy toll on our communities and young people, but MAGA Republicans are blocking any common sense gun reform. They are blocking a ban on assault weapons and working to make it easier for anyone to get and carry a gun without a permit. If we want to make our community safer, we must vote against those making it easier to flood our streets with guns. 0 to 10, any number.
10.
Thank you so much. Next question. We just about done. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you once again, rate your level of motivation for voting the next year from 0 to 10. Any number.
10.
Thank you very much. What stood out to you the most from the arguments you just heard? From everything I just read to you, what stood out the most?
Repeat that question again.
What stood out to you the most from the arguments you just heard? You know what I read to you right now, the statements, the policies, and everything I just read. What stood out to you the most?
It's kind of hard to say. I might skip that.
Okay, no problem. Anything like gun violence, politics, inflation, equal opportunities, housing, anything. Ma'am?
And like I say, some of them questions is answered. It's 2 or 3 things that I, you know, to try to make sure be truth and honest about how I feel. I might have to skip it.
Okay, what about racism? Is that important? You want me to put
that
down?
Yes, it's very important.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I'm going to read to you a list of some people we contacted during 2022 midterm campaign season. For each, please tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you in that way. Did anyone contacted you through mails?
What the answer would be?
Yes or no? Yes. Did you hear any campaign? Yes. Okay. Someone convincing neighborhood.
No.
No. Thank you. Door knocks.
No.
TV ads.
No.
Okay. Social media, internet ads.
No.
Phone calls.
Yes.
Text messages.
No.
Radio ads.
No.
Thank you so much. Next question. Switching gears a little bit. the last few questions are only for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you completed? 11th grade, high school graduation?
11th.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, with a partner, separated, divorced, widow?
Widow.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger in your household?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I would say conservative.
Very conservative. Thank you very much. Thinking about the neighborhood that you live in, will you say that nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, or hardly anyone in your neighborhood is white?
No.
None?
None.
Thank you very much. How would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
How would you describe the area where you live? Is that urban, suburban, or rural?
I said rural.
Thank you very much.
Rural.
Okay, thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside the United States?
All of them were born in the United States.
Oh, okay. Were one of your parents born outside of the United States? One or more?
No.
Thank you. Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you very much. That will be the end of our survey. Once again, thank you so much for your time and for every single one of your opinions. You have a wonderful day.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.